Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Walkie your trap, take away your trap.
He had a fun Christmas suit on. Did you see that? Ooh. He was Kirk. Kirk Cousins.
Oh, yeah, I did. I saw it this morning.
It was all lights and all that. Looked very like festive. He was very festive.
Very festive, man.
Very decked out for Christmas.
Yeah.
Out there.
Walk into your trap, take over your trap.
Nobody wants to hear that.
Nobody wants to hear those anymore. Nobody anymore. But no, it was a good one. I had a question for Bo, though, because I saw it this morning. And we probably won't get talking about that game anyways, but like, why Taysom Hill cry? Is he retiring?
No, he became the first person in the Super Bowl era to have 1,000 passing yards, 1,000 receiving yards, and 1,000 rushing yards.
Is that why he was crying, though?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, okay.
It's a pretty big deal.
Pretty crazy.
Oh, no, yeah. It was an awesome deal. I thought he was crying because he was retiring after the year or something.
No, he's just proud of the record.
Like, I was like, damn, he crying like that? I said, like, I guess he's not coming back.
Who knows? I mean, he's had a great run.
Yeah.
And he's been hurt a lot this year.
That would
year.
Be a nice way to cap off a career where
because he's missed half the season with injuries this year.
Yeah.
But they beat the hell out of the Jets yesterday.
I mean, he's coming off an ACL is what happened last year.
Right.
I can't imagine there's going to be too many more left.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's a pretty big accomplishment.
That's awesome right there. Okay. I was just checking. I was like, damn, he put in his papers?
I wonder, like, who would even be – anywhere near doing like Cordell Stewart?
That got to be the only dude.
Got to be the only guy close. That's,
he probably does have it.
Probably.
Yeah, Cordell.
But doesn't have it.
Taysom was the only
Taysom's
person.
Taysom's the only guy to do it.
Cordell have 1,000 yards rushing or receiving?
I guess probably
wow.
not. Probably not rushing. But maybe, though. I mean, I guess, again, obviously not.
He was mostly as a receiver when he wasn't playing quarterback.
Right. But yeah, like,
it also was pretty quick. Wasn't it pretty quick with Cordell? Like, it was really fun to watch, but it wasn't like a... Like, Taysom Hill's been doing this for a decade.
Yeah, man. He was Slash.
He was Slash. Yeah.
Slash.
And then he was here. He was one of the original 92-9
yeah,
the game.
Him and Carr Dukes.
Yeah, pretty cool.
And put him up. But, yeah, okay. I was just curious. I was like, he's retired? Is he retired? Or
maybe.
Or maybe he's crying because I think they found a quarterback down there.
Yeah, I heard you this morning talking about offensive rookie of the year, potentially Tyler Shuck, with a little bass in your voice, which is good.
I mean, he should at least be in the conversation. You know, Travion's had a good season, but it hadn't been consistent.
Look, man, I'm just happy there's something to be happy about for you in your fanhood with them. You know what I mean? That's all. We'll leave it at that.
I will find some stuff. Like, I'm not just going to be negative Nancy my whole life. I can't do that. It's just football, man. Don't do that.
That's right. It's just football.
Don't wake up sad every morning.
Yeah, and we'll get to an NFL Hell no huddle in a minute, but there's other things, like, more pressing. You know what I mean? Giselle and Joaquin are getting married.
Oh, yeah. Yes, Rusty Rusty sent me the thing.
Yeah.
And he's absolutely correct. You got to fight him. And I'm talking about, like, Tom might not have no chance standing toe-to-toe walk.
Yeah. I mean, he's a jiu-jitsu instructor.
Yeah, he wouldn't do it. But if you just catch him, and you know that phrase when you just hit somebody, you yell the B word, boom, and then, but you know the B word I'm talking about, right? Female dog word.
Oh, that one.
Yeah. So you walk into a female dog, bow,
yeah,
and run.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tom would probably have a better chance against Joaquin than Jake Paul did against Anthony Joshua.
Yeah, Tom's way bigger than Joaquin,
yeah.
I'm sure.
Yeah, man, but dog, you know, Joaquin's
actually.
Joaquin know that stuff, in
his,
though, man.
Well, oh, Joaquin's sure. In the twilight of his fighting years. Anthony Joshua's in his prime.
But Joaquin's got nothing to fight for. You know what I mean? Tom's furious. Tom's got the rage in his heart. Joaquin is marrying Giselle.
This man done got married. Fine. And he done got her pregnant.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
so no. Joaquin's got nothing but he's walking around
on
happy.
Your watch.
I know.
On your watch.
Tom hired him.
Tom hired this dude.
He invited the vampire into the house. Again, I said it from the very beginning. Joaquin's a sex name.
Yeah,
he
should
never have hired someone named
that in the first place. That man was stretching your wife. And doing all the ninjutsus and everything. And you just out there, watch this, Tommy.
Just hire an ugly one.
Way to go, babe.
There's got to be an ugly jiu-jitsu instructor.
Thompson's like he's a big babe guy.
Joaquin's
way to go,
coming
babe.
Coming over for the fourth time this week, Giselle? That's
wow, you
strange.
Guys are really getting into jiu-jitsu.
What if he paid him?
Huh?
What if he was paying him?
He was paying him.
Oh, I mean, Giselle got just as much money as Tom.
Tom Brady hired him. That is a fact. Tom Brady found this man, paid him money to come into his house and reverse naked choke hold his wife.
I would never let another person in my house. I would never pay anybody for any services.
I wouldn't trust.
I'll wash all my cars. I would cut my own
grass. If I was Tom Brady, I wouldn't. Exactly. I wouldn't trust another single person
nobody.
The rest of my life.
I wouldn't order nothing from Amazon. I don't want nobody from Amazon coming to the house.
No. Nope.
I want nothing.
No services.
Damn, Tom.
Yeah, can't do it.
Tom, that's some. Ooh.
But that's what I mean, too. Like, if it did come to the fight, like. Tom's got plenty to fight about.
Yes.
What's Joaquin? I mean, yes, he knows he's a skilled fighter.
He got your lady.
So exactly.
He got the prize.
He's already won.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
So he's not.
That's messed up.
He's not fighting.
That's foul. That's real foul, man. That's real foul.
Yes.
You ain't tough. Telling me that they got divorced because he wouldn't play football. It was more to it. It was damn Joaquin like this crying. I mean, she was crying on his shoulder.
Definitely.
You know she was. It's okay.
Hey. Hey,
it's okay, Gigi.
Hey, you seem like you have something on your mind today.
Yeah.
You want to tell Joaquin about it?
Oh, Tom. Oh, what did he do? Well, I told you.
I don't want to pry.
Yeah.
I know it's not my place. I don't want to pry.
If something to punch, you punch me.
While he prying, he just a prying.
Prying?
Prying or loose?
Crying.
Yeah, you know he's over there crying. Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know his ass is crying first, too. You don't need time. All
I
you
too,
need is me.
I too have been through a recent hard relationship.
There's no way, man. I'm fighting his ass.
Yeah, I have to.
You got to fight him.
Yeah, with a baseball bat.
I mean, I'm like, he's going to be limping back to Giselle.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, that's what I'm saying. Like,
or Tom, if he really wants to. Like, Tom's got a lot of money.
He does.
He's in Vegas now.
Yeah.
Hire a wise guy.
To go and break his fingers?
Yeah, something. something. You know.
To break his thumbs?
Yeah, get him out back like Joe Pesci with a hammer.
Yeah.
Break his hand.
Break his damn hand. I don't know. Tom got to do something, though.
Yeah.
You got to come back for this, my boy. You got to come back for this, my boy. All right? I mean, first of all, he took her from you. And they were on nature walks while technically y'all were still together.
Yeah, riding horses.
Yes. While technically y'all were still together.
Horseback riding on the beach is for one thing and one thing only.
Sex.
Sex. Yep. Yeah. No one's ever done that just as friends.
Yep. Never.
That's not how you warm up to go to do rear naked chokes, or maybe it is.
It is. Yeah, that's the next move after that.
Oh, and he got her pregnant too.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly right. Exactly right. No, it's tough, man. Tough times for I won't say tough times for Tom Brady.
Tom's doing all right.
He's doing fine.
But he lost the love of his life, man.
He did.
Yeah. Football.
And football.
No, football.
Oh, he lost football.
Yeah, football. Giselle wouldn't love his life because he would have quit.
It's true.
He would have quit. But most men, like we all are, hard-headed. I'm going to leave when I want to leave, woman. You don't tell me when to leave, woman. I'm Tom freaking Brady.
Mm-hmm.
At least make the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I know. Well, he did. They won one.
I know they won one, but if I'm telling you, like, if I'm going to lose it all. Because it was, like, the divorce was.
Yeah, the divorce was for 10-6.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? God dang, I ain't losing my wife and children. I don't get no damn Barty.
Yeah. The divorce was a wild card exit. <You know? laughs> Because he won the Super Bowl, and she's like, all right, fine. Yeah. You know what? You proved it. You proved you could do it without Bill. Congratulations. Now come home.
Yeah,
and he was like, all right, I'm coming home. Because remember, he retired.
Yes.
He retired for 15 minutes, and then he went home.
Then he went home, and he's like, what the hell is this?
Wait.
Hold on. Well, I got to do what?
Dad, I said no crust on my sandwich.
Yeah, man. That's exactly what? That's exactly what the hell happened.
You know what?
Like, hey, man.
I got another year in me.
Hey, Todd. Can I get another year out of you? What about
you want me to do what to the grass?
What about Giselle? Yeah, she gone by the bending, man. Uh-huh. She gone back to Brazil. She gone back to Brazil. Yeah, dog. But yeah, man, damn, Tom.
I am trying to hang on. I'm trying to find the 2000. It was 2022, right? Because they won the Super Bowl in 21, right? And then he came back for one more year, and they made the playoffs. Just to get beat by the Dallas Cowboys.
Damn, Dak.
Yeah, man. Dak Prescott, 31-14. That was it?
That was it, man.
That was what he came back for.
You lost your wife. You lost, I mean.
Yep. He even lost to the Falcons in week 18 that year.
Did they?
Damn, yeah. They lost to the Falcons 30-17.
That when Deion Jones had an interception?
I don't remember.
Like that? No, I don't think so.
Was that when, who's our guy, the second round draft pick from Auburn, the defensive lineman?
Oh.
Pick sixed him.
Davidson.
Marlon Davidson. Yeah, didn't Marlon Davidson pick six him from the 1 yard line? Okay. I don't know. I don't know if that was that game or not, but anyway.
Yeah, man.
Tough.
Well, Tom, I mean, only way you get – I mean, I done seen some photos. Tom got some bad ones on his arm.
Yeah.
He be walking around with baddies.
Sure. Yeah, I'm sure he's doing fine.
Yeah.
He's doing fine.
But that ain't show. That show later right there.
No, man. And it's all public.
You know
that's
cried.
The hardest part
you know
about
he cried.
It. Of course. Yeah. Of course. Of course he did. We don't have time to do an NFL no huddle, so that's fine. We'll do one here in about 10 minutes. That was the time well spent right there. We needed to get into that story. Yeah. The second story is related to a former coach of Tom Brady's. Bill Belichick has hired an offensive coordinator in North Carolina.
Who is he?
And his name is Bobby Petrino.
And that is amazing.
Bobby Petrino is now the offensive coordinator for UNC.
I'm so curious how that works. And the reason I say that is this lets us know for sure Bill's coming back, right?
Well, at least for next year.
For next year.
Bobby kind of has a little track record now taking over.
You know, that's what I was going to say.
Now, interim head coach Bobby Petrino.
Bobby's an interim guy now. You know, but yeah, man. And the jokes just flew around all day today, this morning, when you saw it. And then you think about the young lady who was messing around with Petrino. And then obviously Miss Jordan. Isn't her name Jordan?
Bill Belichick's girlfriend?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And can they be friends? Like, this is what I'm saying. Like, nobody even heard from this young lady since this accident. I'm pretty sure she has not talked to Coach Petrino. But if you're telling me that this is going to go smooth with Bill Belichick and Bobby Petrino, there's no way in hell.
No.
There's no way in hell because as great as Coach's Bill was, like, you ain't got no skin in the game in college football to think you're going to talk to Bobby Petrino. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
I'm just saying. Like,
I didn't think about
Bobby
that.
Bobby Petrino don't seem like he takes well to Bill's style of coaching.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I don't know if Bobby's trying to get dog cussed at this point of his
now,
life.
Now, was this one of the things where he said, well, can you bring me the quarterback?
Because that's the thing.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
Is it doesn't matter who they hire if they have the same roster they had last year.
Yeah.
They had a pretty – I mean, they just didn't get the right guys. They didn't spend the right money. So if – was it Gio Lopez?
Yeah.
Like if that's their situation at quarterback, then you're probably right back in the same situation.
Right.
Who's Bobby Petrino bringing with him?
That's what I'm saying. Is he bringing a quarterback from Arkansas?
I don't – I mean, maybe.
Yeah.
And he was pretty good.
He was pretty good.
He was pretty good. And I guess you put him in the ACC,
like Arkansas
maybe.
Arkansas wasn't bad because of their offense.
No, that's true.
Yeah.
They scored a lot of points. Yeah. I don't think they won a single game when Petrino took over.
No, they did
were,
not.
They
which,
were in,
which was great.
They were in a lot of those games because their offense was scoring a lot of points. But, yeah, no, it's hilarious that that's what's happening. And, by the way, I mean, that's just if you want to – you want to make a list of the coaches that Falcons fans hate the absolute most.
Man.
They all work at North Carolina now.
Pretty much.
They're all on that staff.
What did Bill do?
Bill?
Bill Belichick.
He coached the Patriots.
Oh, damn.
Yeah,
I forgot.
Yeah, remember that game?
Yeah, I always forget that
you
part.
You bring that game up?
No, I don't. That's why I say I forgot the reason that Falcons fans hate Bill.
Yeah.
Bill didn't do nothing?
Sure he did.
What did he do?
Coach the Patriots.
Okay, he coached his team. Your team, the Falcons,
sure.
Choked it away.
Yeah, fair enough.
No, fair away. Did or did not happen?
Sure, yeah.
Okay.
But I guess put Shanahan on that staff,
too. I was going to say that. I was like, do Falcons fans hate Kyle Shanahan more than Bill Belichick?
I don't think so. I think Kyle Shanahan probably more. But, yeah, look, there's plenty of – this thing about it is there's no limit to hate in sports. You hate all of them.
Sports hate.
Put them all up there.
Sports hate, man. As you make your final shopping run for the holidays. Make sure you join Dukes and Bell tomorrow at Metro Bottle on Marietta Boulevard in Atlanta for a special broadcast. Come by and make sure you get some last-minute beer, wine, or liquor. Join them tomorrow. That's Dukes and Bell 2 to 6 tomorrow at Metro Bottle on Marietta Boulevard in Atlanta.
All right. We'll do some NFL No Huddle coming up next. We'll get back to games that happened over the weekend. Some fun stuff. Saturday night was crazy, man.
Yeah, no.
That finish yesterday between the Steelers and the Lions was nuts, too. That referee's mean. He did not have to do it like that. He could have announced it differently.
He said, touchdown.
The call on the field is a touchdown.
Yeah!
Not so fast, not so Lions fast fans. All right, we'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
NFL No Huddle here. Normally, back-to-back NFL No Huddles, but you know what? It's holiday week. Rules are out the window.
Yeah.
Everything's out the window. We do whatever we want. We'll talk about Joaquin and Giselle for 20 minutes to start the noon hour. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Also, like, we don't do that on a normal week anyway.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, Lyle. This is
pretty free-flowing show here we like to do in the middays. We'll get the phone lines back open, though, in about 20 minutes. Falcons fans, good calls at 1140. We'll do it again at 1240, 404-726-0929. Talk about the Falcons' win over the Cardinals yesterday, 26-19. Let's talk about some of the other games that happened over the weekend. I don't know if it was the craziest finish of the week just because of what happened in the Seahawks-Rams game, but what the Bears were able to do to come back and win that game and then win it in overtime was nuts. Here's how it ended.
Snap. Caleb, play fake. Looking to throw. Going deep. Searching for DJ Moore. Over the shoulder. Catch made. Touchdown, Bears! Rangers. It's over at Soldier Field. The Iceman cometh. The Iceman taketh a 46-yard spiral to the end zone to DJ Moore. 22-16 Bears, 4:50 in overtime. And DJ Moore is mobbed in the north end of Soldier Field.
What a freaking throw.
Yep.
God, you can't throw it any better than Caleb threw that damn ball.
Like, it was just up there for so long.
I mean, just perfect.
In that weather?
Just, I mean, he played really good. And obviously, they have clinched a playoff spot and everything like that.
Yep.
But, yeah, dude, he put that ball where only DJ can get it, man.
He put his hands back in the hand warmers.
Yes.
Before DJ caught it.
Yes.
That's how long it was in the air.
Yes.
Flicked that thing. He's like, let me warm my hands up. Yeah, see if DJ gets it. Oh, he got it. Touchdown. Yeah, just a game winner.
Hell of a damn throw by Caleb. And good job, man. By, you know, they did, like, they got the, and I keep saying, they got that Washington Commanders feel to me. Like, they might be able to win, do some things in the playoffs. Like, their defense really isn't that good, but they get turnovers, things like that.
They get a lot of turnovers.
But you were talking about investing in an offensive line.
Yep.
They did that, and it's paid off for them big time. And then Caleb, also, his development is really, really going along well with, you know, the head coach, the offensive guy who demands him to do it his way.
Yeah, look, I mean, there's a lot of stuff that the Bears have gotten right.
Yep.
I mean, the tried and true thing that they did was, like you said, they put all the money in the offensive line. They went out and signed Drew Dahlman.
Yep.
They got the guy from the Chiefs. They got Thuney from the Chiefs. They drafted offensive linemen, and they built a line that a young quarterback could play behind.
And then they demanded
that he play conservative early in the season until he got his hands around what the offense was, and now he gets to freestyle a little bit more, and they've brought him along correctly. Like, they've done a really good job with making progress with Caleb Williams. You know, the coach that was kind of the hot candidate for a couple of years waited for the right place.
Yep.
Went to Chicago, has his quarterback. I know there was a lot of people had questions about Caleb Williams and if he could do this. Clearly he can. Like, the Bears they got it right, man. They got this rebuild right. And now they're 11-4, they're 6-1 at home, and they're going to the playoffs. So
They seem like they play a home game every week. It's like they're always in damn Chicago. Them and then Cleveland. All of a sudden, Cleveland. Like, damn.
Yeah, Cleveland is 2-6 at home.
Yeah.
The Bears are 6-1 at home. So I guess it's not helping Cleveland.
Yeah, it's not helping them at all, man.
Game was atrocious.
It was an awful damn football game that we talked earlier about. James Cook was toting the hell out of the pill. I know that Myles Garrett half a sack yesterday, so he's one full sack away from being all-time single-season leader. So he should probably get that pretty soon. Love me some damn Fannin. He is my favorite young tight end. Just love that kid. And him and Shedeur have this kind of connection. Shedeur still got – you got to get rid of the ball, son. You're still hanging on to it a little too long. You got to get rid of football. Now, ain't too many people open for you to get rid of the football, too. And then Quinshon Judd is losing that young man. I hate to see that.
Yeah. Chargers beat the hell out of the Cowboys. They're 11-4. They've won 7 out of 8.
Yes.
Chargers won 7 out of 8.
It's crazy.
With all the injuries they're dealing with, including to the quarterback.
Yes. It's crazy how
good coaching.
They've been. Exactly. I mean, you lose two all-pro tackles, and your quarterback has a broken hand, and then you lose your starting tailback. And then, I mean, all these guys are in and out of the lineup, but yet you just still find a way to go out there and get it done. The Cowboys stink. That whole new player boost, it went away real quick.
Sure did.
Yeah, it went away real quick.
Sure did.
Yeah.
I hate to see it. Panthers and the Bucks playing for the NFC South. Now, they'll play again in 2 weeks, but Panthers got the better of the first matchup.
Mayfield in the shotgun. Twins to the right. Chest high snap. Deep in the pocket. Mayfield bouncing around the pocket. Oh. Throws, and it's picked off the 30. Picked off by Carolina. Panthers football, Lathan Ransom, the rookie, comes up with one of the biggest plays of the season, a diving interception. 42 seconds remain.
What a damn, I mean, just a miscommunication, because Mike Evans is doing the scramble drill, is going back to Baker's right. Baker doesn't do that. Baker throws it back to the left where Mike's supposed to be. Just a miscommunication. I give credit to the Carolina Panthers, man. They found a way to win that football game. You would thought the Bucks would have maybe won after, especially how Coach Todd Bowles cussed them out and challenged all their manhood from last week.
Yep.
But, yeah, I mean, Carolina
turns out they're just not that good.
Yeah, it could be. You know, they got all their dudes back. That was the one big thing. You know, they're healthy. They got all the receivers and everything else back. But, yeah, I mean, Carolina went out there and fought, needed a win. And you know, I thought defensively they were pretty good about Carolina. They were able to force Baker into some rush throws. But yeah, really good man-to-man coverage. They ran the ball just enough. And Bryce Young, he wasn't awful. He wasn't awful yesterday.
Well, you know who was is Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, that was it.
Baker Mayfield has.
They made Baker. They rushed Baker. And that's what we're talking about. Well, Baker, he's been carrying his team, and now he got all their guys back, and it's just not gotten better.
Yeah, I mean, they've lost 6 out of 7, and you go look at some of the games Baker's had in that run. 9-19 against the Rams.
He's still hurt too, though.
Sure, he must be. Yeah. 14-30 against the Saints. 18-26 last night's not awful, but obviously, you know, costly interceptions. Like, he must be, because he was playing some really good football early in the year. He's playing terrible now, which is a big part of why they're playing terrible, and they've lost 6 out of 7. But somebody's got to win the division, and it looks like it could very well be the Carolina Panthers.
Carolina damn Panthers.
All right. What other big ones from yesterday? Steelers-Lions was just a crazy finish.
Yes. It was a push-off.
Yeah, he fouled him.
Yes, it was a push-off, but the greatest thing, the best thing was the referee saying the ruling on the field is a touchdown. During the play, offensive pass interference, number 14, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, he didn't have to announce it the way that he announced it.
Yes.
Because to say the ruling on the field is a touchdown, which, by the way, like,
it's a great play.
If it wasn't pass interference, like Amon-Ra St. Brown fighting to stay up and then pitching it back to Jared Goff and Jared Goff diving over the goal line would have been the game winning score.
And then
score.
Watching like the Steelers players just standing around, like, oh, Garrett's running.
Oh, the ball's still alive?
Yeah, the ball's alive.
Oh.
Which was a crazy situation. The Lions are against it, huh?
Yeah.
The Lions are against it. Shout out to Mike T and the Steelers, man. They found a way. They ran the hell out of football yesterday. Warren was outstanding. They made just enough plays in the pass game. DK had some nice blocks on the play and also about to yoke out some crazy-ass, dumb-ass fan.
Oh, yeah. DK tried to punch a fan.
Yeah.
I don't understand a lot of stuff about this situation. I mean, first of all, if your intent is to go to a game and try to, like, make a player mad, I don't know why you would do that. What was he over there for? Like,
I don't
what's
know.
DK over there by the way? Like, he was way away from everybody else.
The dude was calling him out his name.
Sure.
But, no, he's calling him by his whole name or something. His God-given name or something like
okay.
that.
Okay.
Yeah. But
apparently he said something about his mom, too.
And then, I read that.
But like a nasty word.
Yeah,
and then
right.
there we go. And there we go. All right, it's on. Let's go.
Right.
Let's go. Let's
but they, like, the guy clearly is trying to do that.
Man.
And he's got nothing to lose, and DK has a lot to lose, of course.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's not good.
It's just one of them things, man. It's one of the things. Hey, how about the Jaguars going into Denver, and Trevor Lawrence was freaking on yesterday.
Yeah, Trevor Lawrence playing great.
Trevor Lawrence played really good yesterday. The defense played really good yesterday. Didn't really allow Bo Nix to do a lot of stuff yesterday. But Jacksonville going – I mean, I think Denver's still – no. Is Denver still the Morsi or is it New England? But Jacksonville's right there, man. And they got the tiebreaker if they got whatever against against Denver. But
Denver still is because they have the tiebreaker on win percentage in common games.
Oh, God. But,
that's what it is.
For Jacksonville to go in there and beat Denver the way they did, I thought that was a freaking hell of a win. Because I was like, oh, no. We'll find out who the real
– Yeah, no. Yeah. I thought Jacksonville would lose that game, and we'd say, all right, they're good, but they're not like
–
you know, they're not like a serious team, but they are.
Yeah.
11-4, man. Again. There's a bunch of teams right now who I didn't see 11-4 Jacksonville Jaguars
did
coming.
Not.
I didn't see 12-3 New England Patriots
did
coming. I didn't see 12-3 Seahawks coming. I didn't see 11-4 Bears coming. That's the great thing about the NFL, obviously, is that every year you've got these teams that you didn't expect that figure it out and win a bunch of games and you know, who knows? Who knows what any of these teams might do? I mean, it's as wide open.
Yep. And now that, you know,
as it's been.
When you talk about the guys there who are not going to be there. We talk about the Chiefs who, damn, lost their damn backup yesterday.
Yeah.
You know, and it looked so bad yesterday. So, I mean, you're looking at that situation. I know that Cincinnati, they handle business in Miami, but they're still out of it. Don't know what Lamar's status is.
Nice to see
they
that.
They got a nice game.
Joe
game
Burrow
on
could be
Sunday.
Happy for a minute.
Yeah,
you
man.
Know?
Yeah, I mean,
four
Miami.
Touchdowns.
Playing in Miami.
I guess Abe was right about Quinn Ewers. Really, really, really sucked in that game.
He was awful.
Because it was close first, and I was like, all right, cool, Quinn. I want Quinn to play good because Abe was talking trash about him. Nope.
Yeah.
Not good.
But he can spin it. He just spin it to the wrong team sometimes.
He was spinning it to the wrong team sometimes, yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, man. What are we getting? That's about it. Saw some good highlights. Ask Genty against the Texans. They are an awful football team. Pete Carroll is going to step down. He's not going to let them fire him, right?
I hope.
Yeah.
I hope. We can just all forget about it, right?
Yeah.
It didn't happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pete went there and helped them get a high draft pick.
That was it.
Yeah. And maybe they draft, I don't know who. Well, maybe they get Fernando Mendoza. And that's Pete's contribution to the
Raiders. Maybe. It could be because they're awful. They're an awful football team.
Yep.
They're an awful football team.
Again, I don't know. That's been one of my takes this year is like, it feels like there's more really bad teams this year than there's been.
Yeah.
Like the bottom of the league, Giants, Raiders, Browns, Jets, Cardinals. We watched them yesterday. Just atrocious. I mean, the Falcons are part of it. Don't tweet me.
We're not going to put them in a different
Whenever
category.
I say some other team is bad, people are like, what about the Falcons? It's like, well, I wasn't talking about them. But, yes, they're also not good. Okay, speaking of that, phone lines are open, 404-726-0929. We can talk about the Falcons win yesterday. We can talk about what happens next for the Falcons, whatever direction you want to take it, Falcons fans. The floor is yours, 404-726-0929. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
All right, phone lines are open, 404-726-0929. Falcons fans, call us up, get on hold, take the conversation any direction you want. Falcons with a couple wins in a row, beating the Cardinals yesterday in Arizona, 26-19 as well. We'll get back into the big story of the day, top of the 1 o'clock hour. Haven't spent a ton of time yet talking about the Alabama-Oklahoma game, the Miami-Texas A&M game, and obviously the other two games as well, but the two really good ones from the weekend. So we'll get into those in the 1 o'clock hour and, of course, an AMA at 1:40.
Look about this crap, man. And we talked about, you know, the new wave of college football, how rivalry is going to go away and things like that. But one of the biggest ones ever is going away for the time being, Notre Dame and USC. They can't come together on an agreement. I just saw Notre Dame is picking up BYU. I don't know if USC has settled on anybody yet, but that just sucks.
What's the issue? Like, I'm sure it's money.
I'm sure it's money.
Like, I guess the question is, what is the issue with the money?
Yeah.
Because we know that's what the issue is.
Or is it, you want to take that risk of losing?
Yeah, maybe.
You know, something like that.
That could be it.
That could be it.
Yeah, you don't want to, if you're USC, you're like, we already play in the Big Ten, so we got to put that on our schedule too. Yeah. It's going to be harder. Yeah, that's probably part of it also, which sucks. No, it's been a risk to lose to them for a long time.
Yeah.
Before it was a 12-team playoff.
But that just sucks, man. And then I'm looking like so many damn quarterbacks are in the portal. I just saw this. USF Florida quarterbacks going into the portal right now. So it's like 9 guys. And then for what, maybe 7 jobs? And I mean, who do you think right now is the big dog? Is it Lagway?
Yeah, he's one of them. The kid from Sorsby, probably from Cincinnati. Okay. Well, the North Texas kid, but right. I think everybody kind of assumes he's going to Oklahoma State because that's where his coach went. But yeah, I mean, there's the thing about it is it's hard to say because like who's going to get the most money, I guess, is the answer, right? As far as who the big dog is.
Right.
But who's going to have the biggest impact? Who knows?
Yeah.
Like, I know coaches knew, but like, nobody knew Fernando Mendoza was going to do this, right? Like, he was a nice player at Cal and all that, and I know Georgia was after him because coaches know. But, like, no one would have been saying, oh, that's the biggest guy in the transfer portal last year. There was other quarterbacks that were on the move that were probably more known. No, he goes to Indiana, and they go 13-0, and he wins the Heisman. So he was the biggest name, you know? I don't know. Could be. Who knows? Who knows who that guy is this time? But, yeah, that's part of it. It's going to happen every single year until they get this thing under control.
Yeah, man.
You know, if you have a good year, you go in the portal.
It's my money.
Either you're going to give me more money to stay or somebody's going to give me more money to leave.
Yep. And then I'm going to get my job because they're not paying me all this money for me to compete for.
They're
a
also going
to
guarantee me that I'm going
to
start.
They're guarantee me this spot that I'm going to start here.
You want to compete? No, we don't want to do that. All right. This hour of the Midday Show brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. JP is in Marietta. Hey, JP.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Hello, JP.
I love the Falcons. I'm happy. The holiday spirit in me is happy for the guys in the locker room for getting the win.
Right.
But fan in me is not going to forget what Coach Capri Pants did to me this season. Yeah, you beat the Cardinals in a last drive, in all honesty, where I thought the Cardinals are going to score on us and go for two and win by one. And I think a lot of Falcons fans might have felt the same. So, yeah, good. I'm not going to say good win, but it is a win. But, yeah, the damage has been done with Coach Ra and Coach Zach. I want to see them gone. And the guy on special teams, Williams, he's gone, I hope, as well. As far as, what to do at the quarterback position. Really wild and hot take, but bring home the Harrison High School kid. Bring home Justin Fields until Penix is ready and see what he can do. That's all I got, guys. Love the show. Talk to y'all later.
Appreciate you.
Thank you, JP.
Please. I think he's got enough chances.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, this wouldn't be a chance, right?
Yeah. We've seen the sample size of what you need to. He's a good player, but he's not your guy.
No. But again, he wouldn't be brought here to be the guy.
In the capacity that you're thinking.
Yeah.
even in the capacity that you're thinking.
I do wonder how they handled that, though, just because, you don't want to spend much money.
No, that's what I'm saying. Go get Jacoby Brissett or somebody like that. You know, I love Justin. I've been a big Justin Fields fan, but I am where I am with him. You know, and as far as the firing of coaches, you saw what Sean McVay did, right? Yeah.
You did, yeah.
Oh, you cost me a game. So your ass is fired.
Yes, it turns out you can fire special teams coaches in December if you're unhappy with their
– Your ass is fired.
But here's the difference, though, right? Sean McVay and the Rams are trying to win a Super Bowl.
Yes.
Raheem pretty well said when he was asked about why would you not – if you're moving on from receivers coaches early in the year, why are we not moving on from special teams coordinators now? He said, well, what's the point? Which – is tough.
Yes.
When
there's still look like this.
No, when there's games left, like that's the coach flat out admitting. Yeah, yeah. I mean, so who cares?
Yeah.
Like I could fire him. What's the difference? We're out of the playoffs. Like, You know, we're going to try to fix it. But
hell, I got to go quit special teams now?
Yeah, exactly. That's just more work for somebody else, man. That's like the most white flag thing of the whole season so far, though, of like being like, no, we're not going to do that. What's the point? And then Sean McVay's like, well, we're going to.
Fire his ass
because
right now.
That cost us the game on Thursday night against the – and it's funny it was the same guy, too, because it was Raheed Shaheed that returned the punt against the kick against the Seahawks and against the Rams that got that guy fired, but this guy here is not. But again, I think – we're all of enough intellect to understand the difference, right? You could fire him for the pound of flesh to make JP and Marietta happy or whoever. I'm just saying JP because he was the last one that called.
Right.
Or you could just wait till the end, and they're most likely all going to get fired. Yeah. So
go out on our sword. Phrase.
You fall on your sword?
Fall on your sword or something like that.
I don't know if that's what – yeah, sure. Yes, that's what's happening. That's exactly it. The Grinch is in Griffin. Hey, the Grinch.
Hey, guys, how's it going? Appreciate you taking my call. Listen, I've got a couple of things real quick, and we'll make it quick. Thanks to the Steins for being a good sponsor and you guys for having a great show. But listen, what we've had here is absolutely franchise malpractice, okay? No one knows who the leader is. Who's in charge? It's clearly not Coach Raw, okay? Is it Terry? Is it Arthur? Is it Rich McKay? Nobody knows who's calling the shots. I just feel bad for the PSL people who are duped into paying extra money to pay to come witness this. Because what should have happened is Kurt should have been the starting quarterback, and we should have given Penix time to develop into being a leader because he's not that yet. Can he be? Nobody knows. But what we do know is he's injury prone.
Okay. What Thanks, Grinch. I think we're good. I think we got it. I really just wanted to see if the guy was going to do the Grinch impression. And he kind of did.
He kind of did.
But it was like a New York Grinch.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't know. I don't think. Is Whoville like
one of the
boroughs?
Are you sure? Because he said something about Michael Penix.
Huh?
Michael Penix. As soon as he said Michael Penix injury problem, you got to go.
Oh, I mean, he is.
When I heard the voice, you know, man, I was like, all right, never mind. But we don't need.
I just wanted to see if he was doing the Grinch impression.
I mean, the leadership part is front and center, you know, because you don't know who's calling the shots anymore. We come back from the New Year's and everything like that. If change is made, we'll get the search firm and we're going to do a due diligence and we're going to get this thing right and all the different things that he said the last few times. We've been looking for a coaching job while we've been on the show together. Mm-hmm. And so, I go back to everything I said. I said, I don't know who's a good coach for this team. I don't. I honestly don't know because of how this organization just been. Do I feel bad for the PSL people? Hell yeah, I feel bad for anybody who spends their hard-earned money for a bad product.
Yeah, and that's a tough one because it's not just like you bought a high-priced ticket for a bad game.
Exactly.
This is the mortgage you signed up for. It's a money pit, man. The house is falling apart. That's definitely true. But I don't know. That's the frustration of all of it is like – it just feels, it has to feel, and I know that, you know, we talk to Falcons fans all the time that echo this sentiment. It just has to feel very defeating to not only be in the midst of a frustrating season coming to an end and probably a frustrating mini era of Raheem's couple years, and maybe even a 5-year era of Terry, and now you're in 8 years not making the playoffs, and it's like, okay, what your emotion tells you is, all right, fire him, get somebody else in here and see what happens. But the problem is now that's happened so many times over the last decade, like there's no confidence that they're going to get it right.
Yeah.
So that's just a brutal place to be is like, yeah, no, we've done this now. It'll be the third time. We haven't been doing the show that long. Like we've been doing it for a while, but not that long.
But that goes back,
the fact that we're going to be covering a third coaching search and a fourth head coach is crazy.
I just remember the same guy twice.
Same guy. Well, no, but he doesn't even. No offense, but Raheem's not in. I wasn't including him because when it started, it was.
Oh, that's right.
It was Dan Quinn. Raheem briefly, but it was Arthur, and then it was Raheem, and now who's ever next?
Well,
we haven't even been doing this for 7 years, man, and they're going to have four coaches.
I go back to something Joe said when he was Joe Patrick, and it's like, who's out there?
I mean, look, again, there will be people, there will be coaches that are qualified that get hired, and some of them are going to go other places and win. That's the thing about it, is like every year 7 coaches are hired.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, sometimes they're Jonathan Gannon, and you go 15-40 or whatever. And sometimes they're Ben McDonald. Mike McDonald.
Mike, yeah.
Ben, who's the Bears
Johnson.
Coach? Ben Johnson. Yeah, like sometimes they're those guys.
Right.
You know? You just have to hire that guy
guy. That's always my thing with that right there, what you said. But do they keep it sustainable? You know what I mean? Like, it's good to have a good year. Oh, it's great. How long do we know that if Ben Johnson's going to be a great coach?
I don't know, Randy, but I'd kill for a blip, man.
Dude,
sustainable
we talked about that.
Sustainable's a heavy ask.
Yes, it is.
Especially when we're talking about this
Falcons.
Team.
Yes. Yeah.
I love sustainable. Let's get a win first. You know what I mean?
Do something that has not been done. Let's find a way to get and give yourself an opportunity.
Just get in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Like, if they hadn't tricked off three or four of these terrible losses that they have,
they would be in the playoffs.
They would have a chance to be in the playoffs because of the terrible division they play in.
Yep.
That's the biggest frustration for me right now, sitting here with a couple wins in a row and a path to 8-9, is the team that wins this division may very well be 8-9. 9-8, 8-9. And you still couldn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're the fourth easiest schedule in the NFL and you play in this division.
Yep.
And you still couldn't do it.
Yep.
Like, that's bigger than just fire the coach, you know?
That's what is this? A reevaluate the whole organization.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Which is what they've said they're going to do.
Yeah. But it's amazing that, and we always talk about winning games that you're not supposed to win. Just lose a game. Don't lose games that you're not supposed to lose. And if they do that, I'm talking about this team in particular, they will be right there because of what you said, the schedule and the damn division.
Right. But that's the point, though, right? Like, this transcends Raheem Morris. They lost games like this when Arthur Smith was the coach. They lost games like this when Dan Quinn was the coach. Mm-hmm. Like, the whole time we've been doing this, they didn't fall on the onside kick when Dan Quinn was the coach. Right?
It's just sitting there spinning.
Yeah, it's just sitting there spinning.
Like, I still had that thought process, thought in that picture ingrained, Andy.
But that was three coaches ago.
Yes.
So, like, ingrained. Again, you gotta fire the leaders when the results aren't what they need to be. But you got to have a soul search, man, because that was three coaches ago. And by the way, that guy got another job and went to the NFC Championship game last year.
Yes, he did.
Blip or not, I'll take that blip.
Yeah.
They had a hell of a time in Washington, D.C. last year, and they're getting a new stadium built because of it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Blips can be fun. I'll take a blip. Arthur Smith's going to get a job, too. Like, he went OC, and he's going to get a job again.
You think
Maybe not this cycle, but he'll be a head coach in the NFL again. Like, you know what I mean? It's not just that he's – in fact, I think he's a pretty good coach, actually.
I think he's a good coach. I would never take anything away from Arthur Smith. But that's what I'm saying. It's like – when we ask fan bases about coaches, do you want the sexy hire or the right hire?
The right hire.
But that's what I'm saying. But they would look at it from a standpoint, the sex appeal sells first. The name's always going to sell first before you get to what this person can actually do is with the X's and O's. Because if Arthur Smith gets the job, the first thing they're going to say is this record here.
Right.
Yeah.
And, well, yeah, he won't be sexy if someone hires him for sure. But that doesn't mean that he's not the right hire.
I agree.
But the only thing sexy about any of these hires.
They're new.
Is that they've won. Like, if you hire someone and they're sexy, it's because they have a track record, right? The only thing. Say sexy for the fourth time in 60 seconds. The only thing appealing about any coach the day they're hired, if you're excited about it, is because they won something, right?
I don't know. I mean. Would people be excited about Todd Monken?
Some people would.
Yeah.
People that have those T-shirts that you have on would.
Yeah, I love I love Georgia and everything. I love what he did for the school, but
I don't think there's any other city that will have a coaching vacancy where people are calling the sports radio station and advocating for Todd Monken.
Okay, thank you.
He was the OC for Georgia, and they won a national championship, and Georgia fans are Falcons fans, and people know his name. Same reason why people call this radio station and advocate for Stetson Bennett being the quarterback.
Yes.
You know what you know, and that's okay. We know what we know. But I don't think – who's another – like, is Miami in a quarterback search? People calling Channing Crowder's show and saying, we need Stetson Bennett?
No.
Nah, they're not doing that. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.